The Reverend Thurman Eccles, Jr. was a teenager living in Danville in the early 60s. He was also a leader in the city's civil rights movement and the first person arrested on the day that came to be called Bloody Monday.
There were people beaten all upside their head and on their backs, and it was a terrible day.
David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us now. David, this story drew a great deal of attention at VA News over the past few days.
When you think of the civil rights movement in Virginia, you do not think of police with dogs and fire hoses and violence. But there was an exception in Danville in June of 1963. It was a year before the civil rights bill was passed by Congress. And there was about 60 students gathered to walk to the municipal building. It was a series of peaceful protest marches that week. Unfortunately, in this instance, the young leader, student leader named Thurman Eccles, Jr., was arrested, and while others tried to run off, they were chased by police into an alley where the police unleashed fire hoses and clubs. That prompted a second protest later that day of people walking to the municipal building to protest the earlier arrest. It was a peaceful protest, but it was met with violence from the police. More than 60 people were arrested and 47 were injured. The day was known as Bloody Monday. That prompted the Reverend Martin Luther King to visit Danville twice.
For a long time, Bloody Monday was all but forgotten. Then the Reverend Eccles made a difference again.
And in 2007, he decided he was going to write the state and see if they can't get an historic marker to mark this day, Bloody Monday.
And thanks largely to his efforts, that marker was placed at the scene of the violence near City Hall in downtown Danville. The story on VA News was written by Denise Thibodeau of the Danville Register and Bee. Next, we have a fish story. The fish in this case is the northern snakehead. It's an aggressive, invasive Asian predator that's a serious threat to the Chesapeake Bay ecosystem. A snakehead pulled out of Aquia Creek in Stafford County has made the news.
There was a story in the Freelance Star written by Rusty Denon, a reporter for that paper in Fredericksburg, about Caleb Newton, a 27-year-old who was out with a group of boats, a bunch of buddies, fishing one Saturday. He landed a big one. When they got to land, they were told that it might just be a record, some sort of record.
David, how big was it?
The fish was 36 inches long and weighed 17 pounds, 6 ounces.
Well, it does appear to be a record, but that hasn't been certified yet. Of course, David, there's a more important story here.
The concern is it's not native to the Chesapeake Bay. The Chesapeake Bay is under incredible environmental stressors. All species, from the crabs to the fish, are having a tough time. So introduced into this is a very voracious fish. It was first found in these parts in a pond in Maryland in 2002, found in a tributary of the Potomac River in Fairfax County in 2004, and has spread into the Rappahannock and other Chesapeake Bay rivers.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.